Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I have called this the State of the Earth Address. It's like a summary that I've not done before because now is the time to do it. Many things to be discussed today, some things you didn't expect, some things perhaps you wanted that are missing. But this is the channel that would describe where you are, and this almost the end of your year 2024. In order to truly explain all of the things that I want to give you today, to highlight perhaps some of the things that are coming, I must start at the beginning. These are things that not all of you would know. What I'm about to tell you is a grand story. But the grand story known by many who would perhaps listen to me and through the ages have been participants in seminars and perhaps the books, this might be new to you. What if I told you that everything you're seeing today, mostly everything, the energy, was all predicted? That is not a shock and it's not a surprise that some of the things you've been seeing, and the wars even, that all of this somehow, energetically, was given to you very long ago. And so I wish again to set the stage about this energy you're in now, which we have called the shift. We have referred to the shift many, many times as a window of opportunity. And in that window is a major consciousness shift for humanity, or the tools that arrive, perhaps, for humanity. But it's different. We also told you that it would be a different time from any other time on the planet. That the old souls coming back right now expected it, and that things could be accomplished now that never could before. We arrived 35 years ago, and we gave information at that point in time which was very controversial, because there were so many organized religions, belief systems, whatever you wish to say, who had pretty well mapped out what they told you would take place. And the interesting thing is they had mapped it out to take place right now. What I'd like to tell you is that this shift was foretold by the ancients. This is not something that was made up. And it's all based around calendars of energy, if you wish. And the calendars of energy were very well known by some indigenous, not so much others, who simply drew diagrams on the rocks telling what might happen during this time, this end time, an end time, because it would be the end of the old energy. This should be a time of celebration for all of you. If any of you are watching this because you want to hear the foretelling doom, you should turn it off now, because I will not satisfy that. What I will satisfy is the information that I started 35 years ago and that I continue to this day about the magnificence of the human being. You might say that it all started in 1987 with something called the harmonic convergence, a special alignment of the planets, which was also based in indigenous calendars, specifically the Maya. And way before this, which is called the precession of the equinox, began, celebrations were taking place. And there were meetings in various parts of the earth about bringing peace on the planet finally, a precursor to what was coming next. The ones who told the story were the clearest were the astronomers, the Maya. But so many indigenous knew of this time and said it was coming and that it would be a decision point for humanity. The Maya said more than that. The Maya dealt in pachacutis, in patterns of time and years, and they would all add up to a middle point of decision. And that middle point was 2012, which just happens to be the middle point of that which we call the precession of the equinox. So to simplify things, this is a time that is astronomically correct. It has nothing to do with religion or belief systems or the New Age or an old age. It simply is. It represents a 26,000-year wobble of the Earth, which culminates in that which is called the precession of the equinox, and it started in 1994. And if you want to know what that time period is, I will also tell you that now, because you get to know when it's over, this opportune window. Astronomically, the timing is a 36-year window, starting in 1994 and going till 2030. You're very close to the end. I'll tell you what that means in a moment. So here you are in that which has been predicted by the ancients as a time of decision. So many of your belief systems had the end of the world here because the decision was that you couldn't possibly make it. World War III would occur. The Armageddon would take place in its own form. And let me tell you the frightening part. The frightening part is that all of these things would begin and the spark would be a war in Israel. From the beginning, I'm telling you that the historians were expecting it because that's what they were told, the narrative of the planet, religiously, that's what they were told. But none of you got it right. Not really. That spark, that war in Israel that might occur in the years of the 2000s, which has, is the beginning of light. In a black and white color, it's world is the beginning of color. And we've told you that. Now you might say, how could anything this negative and this awful be the beginning of light? What if I referred to it as the last battle, where centuries of hate took place, where the rest of the world seemed to go through world wars and even the atrocities that occurred, the wars would be over, and then a half a century later, they'd be trading partners, but not in the Middle East. You see, it's very, very different there. What happens in the Middle East would happen with Earth. I said that many, many times. I'll get to that, dear ones. This precession of the equinox we are now calling the shift. It's a time of greater opportunity for awakening of humanity. That's what the shift is. Especially for those who are coming into this planet again after many, many lifetimes, in a world that never changed, where history repeated itself over and over, and the paradigm of the planet was always negative. The dark light quotient, more dark than light. This has begun to change. The state of the planet, dear ones, you have more light today than you ever had before. And you may look and say, you are crazy, Kryon, look around you. I'm going to say, yes, look around you. See some of those other paradigms that were always there that were negative and awful and horrible that seem to have corrected themselves, where people seem to matter more than they've ever mattered before. And those who would who would have abusive children are being called on it now, and they never were before. And things that got swept under the rug and hidden are not hidden now. Have you thought about that? Have you seen any movements with young people toward esoterics? That is to say, they're more interested in the other side of the veil for the first time. Does it exist? Is it there? In your own verbiage, how many podcasts have you seen about this? It's everywhere. It's the shift. Indians in America, the Hopi, scratched into the rock a prophecy. And you can see the same thing that the Maya gave you in all their calculations. A time when humanity would have to shift, or it would be doomed. My message 35 years ago was, there is no doom, dear ones, for you. The snowball is rolling, as we say, and you cannot stop the light that is starting to occur. And that's what all these things I want to talk about today. Everything I speak to you about today comes in these calculated waves, you might say, of energy that are not unexpected. And I'm going to give you a sample of that. 1999. I told my partner to prepare a new book, a book that would be published as a bestseller, and it would not be a cryon book. It would be about something that was happening on the planet regarding the children. A new kind of child was being born on the planet slowly, but more and more of them were arriving. And they were called indigo children. Indigo was not the essence of any chakra. It was the color seen by a woman. A woman named Nancy Tappy, who could see colors within personality types of individuals. And she taught this succinctly. And I told my partner then to expose what she had seen. A new color was arriving on the planet, and the new color, which was represented in the newborns and then in the smaller children, was indigo. This was the way of it. The book became very popular because so many adults who were having their children were seeing that in their kids. The kids were not smarter, they were wiser. They were all old souls that were being born back then so that now they would be in a prominent spot. A place where they could change the earth. Because they think differently. They were a handful. That was the time of ADD and ADHD when there never was anything like that before, almost like a disease had popped up because they were here. It wasn't a disease at all. It was a cultural reaction to a new kind of consciousness that stood its ground and did not accept the narrative and was preparing for the shift. In the United States, there is a political election happening. Oh my goodness. Are you surprised with any of it? So many Americans would say, nothing surprises us anymore. And it's gone through the gyrations and all of these things, and I will give you some information you may not agree with. It's not going to matter who wins. Because the result will be the same as the last decades, dear ones. The result will be this. No matter who wins this election, you will have two parties that don't get along, that despise each other, and will spend the next 4 years fighting and very little time helping the citizens of America. Let me ask you something, American. How does it feel to know that that is the way of it? You may disagree. Your party may do this or do that. We'll see. But there's more energy fighting the opposition than helping the country. So I'll ask you, young people in America, how do you like it so far? The older, well, they're used to it. Do you think that is the way it's supposed to be? Stand by for a wild card coming. Not soon, but coming. And I will say this to you, it is time to change the entire way you have seen politics work in America. And the only way this will be accomplished is with the Indigos. The candidates that you are selecting now for president are not Indigos, dear ones. They represent the old energy of this planet. They were raised in the narrative of this is the way it works, and you get to watch it. Do you like it? I'll use the word hiding or lurking within the Congress of the United States are young statesmen of both genders who are ready to take the gauntlet and say there should be younger leadership for a younger nation. And this slowly will be seen by the population that there should be those far younger, 20, 30 years younger, full of vigor and vice, life and ideas. And one of them will be this one, to respect each other and disagree. It's coming. And it may be shocking, but it's coming. That's what I wanted to tell you about your election. It isn't going to matter. This is so important. I've asked my partner to have a reawakening of the Indigo Children subject and create an Indigo discussion, or perhaps a program, maybe even a summit, where that is now reframed in a way that everyone could understand that the Indigo Children are no longer children. They are the old souls that are younger on this planet that are coming forward to make a difference in so many areas. Can you see this? Can you feel what I'm saying is accurate and true? I hope so, because a lot of those watching this are Indigos. This is your time, dear ones. We identified you back in 1999, and here you are. And you're in the school systems now in charge. You're in the political systems raising up that Indigo flag, saying there's a wiser, perhaps more compassionate way of doing things. One of them will even suggest a Department of Compassion for the United States of America. What do you think of that? These are the kinds of changes I wanted to tell you about. But there's more. I would like to bring up something that many are not talking about, but you have seen it and it's been reported, which is actually the center of everything that I have told you for 35 years. There's something happening right now with the core of the earth. The very core of the earth is changing speed. Now, to some, this is alarming. You'll always hear that with anything that changes. But I'm going to tell you this, it's right on schedule. It needed to be now. Because at the end of this precession of equinoxes in 2030, that window of opportunity becomes lessened. It's not as much. Nothing happens in the way of doom. Nothing is over. It's just that the light that shined for those 36 years is a little dimmer. And the earth goes on with all of the things we told you about that are new, including that discovery of the 24th chromosome, all of these things that are to many way out, suddenly will become science. But the core of the earth changing? Let's start at the beginning again. When I arrived 35 years ago, I told you something that was scoffed at and laughed at, that the magnetic grid of this planet was related to consciousness. That Gaia, the planet, the magnetic grid, and consciousness were all allied to the human race. I told you, you sit in a magnetic structure that actually gives you a ceiling of how far you can go, even with inventions, all postured with a magnetic grid. It wasn't until the 9/11 event that scientifically it was shown to be true. At some level, for some reason, when over half the earth experienced the same compassionate event, things changed that should never have changed on the earth. The strength of the magnetic field tripled for a little while. Experiments regarding random number generators and the idea of chance, rolling the dice, were actually skewed and seen to morph into things they should never have done. All because of that. That was because of the consciousness that was generated with billions of people who had compassion all at once. Even Princeton University was involved. Dear ones, what I brought you 35 years ago has now been proven. The magnetic grid of this planet is related to the consciousness, high and low, of humanity. And how much has that magnetic grid changed in the last 1,000 years, 2,000 years? And the answer is not much. But then it began to. And as I had predicted it would, it changed greatly, so much that even runway numbers on airports had new numbers because they're compass headings. And the shift had begun. You could measure it where the needle of north pointed. It wasn't esoteric at all. The magnetic grid was starting to shift. Get ready for another one, because it's all related to that which creates magnetism on your planet called the magnetic grid. And that is the core of the Earth and the speed that it turns. It's a giant electromagnet, you might say. Where is the electricity? It's everywhere. But it's a giant magnet. You have the core of the Earth that turns slightly in a different speed or even a direction sometimes than the surrounding magma. That is a generator. It's a dynamo, you might say. Study it yourself. Take a look at the physics. That's your magnetic grid. Well, that core is starting to move, as I said it might. And that core is going to generate a different attitude, you might say, or dimensionality, you might say, of the magnetic grid of this planet. And there would be those who are very startled, saying that it's the end of the earth when that happens. It is actually the beginning of awakening. And that's why this is happening. Right on schedule. Right on schedule. How many of you have studied what the astronomers are seeing coming toward you in space? Since this planet of yours and the solar system moved through space around its center in areas it's never even been before while you were alive, you enter new space all the time as a solar system. Except this time, there are things in front of you you've never seen before out there. You're just getting into that new bubble of seeming radiation. There are those who are very frightened. The astronomers don't know what to say. Perhaps you're not even hearing about it. Ask them. What is that going to do? It's going to affect the heliosphere of the sun. That's what it'll do. The heliosphere of the sun is the magnetic grid of the sun, which interfaces to the magnetic grid of the Earth. One magnetic field over another is classic in electricity, in electronics. It creates energy. And that will also change your magnetic grid. Stand by for major change in consciousness. The indigos have arrived. The consciousness is a setup. The shift is a setup for a higher consciousness of the Earth. You were told a narrative when there was a war in Israel, it would trigger a major east-west decision. The East versus the West, the old Cold War. And this would be then the last war, because it would be World War III. Well, you already know that was tried and did not work with one major country who counted on it when it attacked its neighbor. And most of the world say, we're not going to go there. We're not doing in that direction. You know, when Switzerland becomes non-neutral, you know it's a different world. This is not your grandfather's world. History is not going to repeat itself, not this time. Because humanity's consciousness is starting to shift. This war in Israel, make it be over soon. This is in your hands, dear ones. But when it's over, there will be different questions to ask the citizens of both sides after centuries of disagreement, distrust, and hate. And citizens will start to come together and ask themselves this question: what do we want? And whereas the old narrative said what we want is not what our leaders told us to say. We don't want to eliminate the enemy. We want peace for our children. We want to know that they're going to have good food and schools, both sides. We're tired of this. And in order to come to that, there had to be the war, you see. This war that was going to be Armageddon may very well be the color I told you about that's coming to the Middle East, which has been in black and white for centuries. Centuries. This state of the earth is different than you thought. Where people are starting to care about one another, where I've told you that there's going to be a major awareness eventually that the Congress and the way everything is set up is dysfunctional, it is not working, and to fix it, young people will have to step in and make some new rules, not laws, dear ones. We'll call them the rules of compassion, not laws, where you treat each other better and you respect each other for being who you are. The patriots on both sides that are trying to do something for the citizens. I'm not finished, because now I'm going to bring up something as controversial as it gets. And here is the time where you'll say, well, I don't believe you, crying, you're nuts, that's not going to work. I'll be right where I was 35 years ago when nobody wanted to hear that truth either. Something is beginning on this planet with you, which has a very, very scary name. It's called artificial intelligence. Perhaps you have heard me talk about it. This is the time for it. And it's not new. It's just that your computer facilitation of it has become more robust. It's always been here. Dear ones, any time on the telephone when you ring up a company and the computer on the other end that is talking to you can hear and understand what you're saying, that's artificial intelligence. How many years have you had that? Anytime any machine can understand what you're saying in your own language and then carry out an action is artificial intelligence. But suddenly it becomes frightening because they're getting more robotic, perhaps. They're getting more real. They're getting more intelligent, you might say. Well, you're going to have to start reframing what this might mean to your planet and get over what the movies have said it will mean to you. 56 years ago, all of this began with a movie, the famous one that had the HAL 9000 kill the crew on the way to Jupiter. That's the first time you saw it. That's a nice programming, isn't it? Even those that were not born then. I'm telling you, this has been around a long time, that when machines get smart, they'll turn on you. Now that's the narrative, dear ones. That never is something that has actually happened yet, but it's a good story, isn't it? It makes all of them evil, dangerous. Don't go near it. Don't give them self-awareness. All of these things that you've been told and you've heard. I'm going to tell you what artificial intelligence can do for you. There'll be a phase that you're going to have to get through where you go right back to the 50s and 60s and you want all of this to manifest in some robot that walks around and cooks your food. That's not what it's going to do. The best artificial intelligence will have no arms or legs. The best artificial intelligence won't even talk to you. How long did it take you to find that which was the cure for polio? Why don't you go look it up? How many years did that take? How many children had to die? Waiting for what was the cure. It was there all the time in the field. But when humans were doing it, experiment after experiment after experiment, through years and years, a computer that was intelligent could have done it in a few weeks. Now you see where I'm getting? Artificial intelligence will be the bastion of analysis. It can work through systems and computations, not just mathematics, but simulated experiments. Artificial intelligence will cure some of the major diseases on the planet because it can simulate the experiments with all the chemistry that is known. Artificial intelligence will take you to the stars. You're not going to get there without it. Artificial intelligence will allow you to talk to those who will eventually come from the stars because, as you might imagine, they're not going to speak an earthly language. And that's going to be something that's going to happen. And that's going to be something you're going to count on. The AI translator. Not for Earth. Dear ones, I encourage any mathematician who is listening to this to understand and realize and drop the narrative and build artificial intelligence computers base 12. The universe is base 12. It has all of those things that base 12 has to have in order to cooperate with the physics of the universe that base 10 does not. Base 10 only comes close dear ones. It only comes close. You don't even know some of the real ratios that exist out there. You're just going with the narrative of base 10. This is so controversial, but it's true. Did you really think that one of the most profound ratios that will ever exist anywhere in the universe, called pi, is not an even number? Do you have something wrong in there? And you will say, well, wait a minute, a ratio is a ratio no matter what the base. Guess again. Base 12 is going to show you why pi is 4. Did you know that 4s are the basic structures and blocks of the base 12? How many 12s have you seen in the universe? They're everywhere. In sacredness, they're everywhere. Even your physics forces you into base 12, and you've never even acknowledged it. Some of you should remove the memory cards from your cameras, if you can. Remember cameras? And find that they're all divisible by 4. Physics just goes that way. Isn't that interesting? None of them are base 10. I am telling you that AI, used the way it was designed to be used, is not the killer of humanity. It's going to cure your diseases and take you into space and translate those who you're going to meet. So get over it. In all the movies, be careful how it's used and get through the phase where literally they're going to want to pass laws where you can marry it because it always agrees with you. And once that phase is passed and you understand what it's for, you'll see. You will see. It's here when it should be here. It's here during the shift because it belongs here. And this is only the beginning. Because humans need this to live a very long time. So many of the diseases of the day are caused because you're living longer and feeding yourself poorly. The things that you never thought of, perhaps. Did you know that the earth, Gaia, the plants, have most of the cures for the major diseases? Not in the labs, dear ones. Not in the labs. How much money have you spent finding that instead of viruses? I am telling you something that is coming. A change is coming in the way you think about all the things that you never had to think of before. When I tell you this is not your grandfather's world, I'm saying that the energy is so different that you're going to have to stop, take a breath, and reframe even the simplest things. What will happen when the invention that I've talked about will finally arrive, when you can see multidimensional fields and you turn that lens on the earth and you find life there? You'll have to redefine life. There are so many things you're unaware of, so many things that are grand and glorious that are hiding that will benefit humanity. This is just the beginning. Where do you stand now? This address I'm giving, you made it. You made it past the decision point. You decided not to destroy yourselves, and instead you worked your best for the old souls to start awakening, and the young people first. The indigos are arriving. The age of the indigo is upon you, and even now, some of you are not aware of it. Instead, you watch the news that tells you everything is coming apart. And then they play music for you, and then they play commercials for you. Did any of you think that maybe this was programming? Stop watching the news and read it instead through real journalists, not those who are entertainers. These are all part of the new paradigms that you will see and get used to and have to reframe and rethink. Things that you were told, well, this is the way it is, are not the way it is anymore. It's coming, you will see. This message fills me, that entity that I am called Kryon on the other side of the veil, with a feeling of standing up and cheering, because I am so in love with you. And the snowball that I see that is rolling down this hill of consciousness has happened in other planets. And it's so good. It's so much better than you have now. Stay the course. And so it is.